Feel like a spy, feel like a spy. That was epic. So I was going to leave about, God knows, about an hour and a half ago, because I finished doing my little drafts and blogs and stuff. And then that guy, oh, for people who don't know, because you're just, you're not getting the end of what was like an epic half an hour of just live tweeting the first date. Sorry, should add that bit to it. That was just epic. The guy, I've never consciously watched or spied on people before. You know, you sort of watch people and their characteristics, but I've never sort of applied that to tweeting or Twittering it live. And it just felt like the right thing to do at the time. So forgive me if you felt it a bit stalkerish and stuff, but I found it hilarious. Especially some of the feedback coming back from Twitter as to what they thought of the thing, which made me think about other things to look for. And yeah, it was fun. That was a lot of fun. I really wish I had some kind of directional... My ultra stealthy side of me now wants to get some kind of directional mic. You know, like these mics that pick up from so far away. No, I can't get into that. I can't be known as Phil Campbell, the stalker of first dates. That's terrible. But thanks, guys. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I'm going to walk home now in the very cold British weather and crack open a bottle of red wine. Cheers.